kinds of boats do people have around here?
Fishing boats and speed boats.
Fishing boats and what?
And speed boats.
Mm-hmm. Any special kinds of fishing boats?
Yeah, flat bottom boats.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have bigger boats for water skiing.
Mm-hmm. Do the fishing boats have special names? If they're flat bottom or?
If it's flat bottom, yeah, it's a flat bottom boat.
Mm-hmm.
And a yacht, but there's no yacht, you know, there's no lakes here big enough to put a yacht in, so most of them would be flat bottom boat or a fishing boat,
mm-hmm.
which I consider a fishing boat, not a flat bottom boat, but just an aluminum or wooden boat that does not have a flat bottom that's used for fishing.
Mm-hmm. What about a boat that's pointed at both ends, or flat at both ends?
Canoe?
John boat or Joe boat? Or
P-Row? No.
Or Bato?
No. Never heard of it.
And
said
that John was just learning to dress himself. His mother would bring him the clothes and say, here.
Here the clothes.
Okay. And said that John was going to the dentist and he was scared. The dentist would tell him, you don't need to be scared. I
will not hurt you.
Okay. But what's a more common way of saying that?
Harm you.
Well, do you ever use the word ain't and say, I ain't
going to
hurt you?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll use it, but not too much.
How would you use it?
But I use it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know every time I'm going to use it, I know I'm using it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would say I ain't going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of, I use it as a, I guess when I'm mad at something or I want to do it with the purpose, but I... Like I say, I'm very conscious every time I use it. I mean, I use it around my family, around
mm-hmm.
people that I know, but I won't use it around people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear other people using the word ain't very much?
Yeah. Like I say, I ain't going to do that.
Mm-hmm. What sort of people use the word ain't regularly?
I don't, no, I never really heard it said regularly.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't tell you because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's used regularly that much here because I think they would probably use Spanish instead of the word ain't.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes in from the South, we use ain't because, like the purpose, like you say, if you're from Georgia,
mm-hmm.
that's what we use ain't. I mean, kidding the person.
Mm-hmm. What about using them? Double negative, like you say, well, he's not
gonna
get none of that, or do you use?
No, I don't.
You don't use that at all?
No.
Do you hear that much? No. And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say no,
that was not me.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes very much, she'd say the dress was very
pretty.
And something she'd wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Not to dirty her dress.
Mm-hmm.
An apron.
What was the word you started
saying? Mantle. You know, it was an apron. I just, you know,
uh-huh.
there's some words that you're asking me that we don't use too much.
Uh-huh.
Because we have mates here. So they wear uniforms.
Uh-huh. Do most people here have mates? Is
that? Yeah.
How many people do you have working for you? Do you have?
Two mates and a gardener.